Hi, everybody. Welcome back to That Eurovision Site. I am off cam, but I'm just going to say hi briefly with David over here. I am joined by the lovely Tess Merkel and Martin Rolinski. Hopefully, you pronounced your surname right.
That was actually a perfect pronunciation.
How are you both doing?
Fantastic.
It's great to be here and just having fun, enjoying the vibe and looking mm-hmm. forward to our performance.
I just wanted to ask, obviously, I mean, for fans, you know, they both know you from Mello. I think some of them are wondering, why are two former Mello participants doing at Eurovision, but not the main stage, which is like on the outskirts, like on the Eurovision village?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
Well, first of all, we are big fans of Eurovision. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter where we are, if it's outskirts or on the stage, we're just fans of Eurovision. Of course we want to be in the epicenter mm-hmm. of Eurovision. And epicenter right now is Vienna, that's why we're here. So a plus, like a bonus, we wanted to come here to share our love to the family of Eurovision. That's why we released a song. And mm-hmm. we just thought that the platform to do so is in this center yeah. with along the family. So that's why we end up here.
We've been working for a while together mm-hmm. because, you know, we found that we're fans of each other's music. We come from the same musical background. So we started mm-hmm. working on a live concept. We put together our catalogs and had mm-hmm. great fun. And then we felt that we needed to take the next step because we loved making music, which became this. And then we thought, okay, what is something that this song feels a part of and that mm-hmm. we want to, you know, pay tribute to, which is the Eurovision. And that's how Let There Be Love came about. Mm-hmm. And it's also co-written with a Eurovision legend, namely Thomas Gieson, the mm-hmm. writer of Lorraine's both winners. So that's kind of, we wanted to do a meta song
yeah.
that's not within the competition, but is about the competition.
And I was going to say, like, so if you, both of you, like combined, you do have that massive experience. How is it to work together, knowing like, okay, Martin's got something from BWO, Tess from Alcazar. How is it you were able to build that rapport into, you know, kind of like meshing together and yeah. just like, build that flow?
First of all, it is a privilege to work with Tess, not only in terms of her ability as an artist, as a producer, but also with the catalog that she brings to the table alongside with the catalog that I'm able to bring to the table, because it's kind of spun out of the same, you know, it's created from the same family, which is why we work so well together. So we're fortunate enough to have a catalog on stage that is relatively comprehensible. And it's so fun to sing the Alcazar songs because we yeah. sing them together and Tess gets to sing on the BWO songs. Mm-hmm. So together it's really like a Swedish pop powerhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. And we complete each other. Mm-hmm. Not sound too like pretentious. You complete me.
I think it's Tom yeah. Cruise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not that, but you know, Martin is very structured mm-hmm. and loves to do sheets and knows shit loads about signing and. Mm-hmm.
I'm the project manager, the architect.
Yeah. And I don't even have a computer. I see colors, I see pictures, mm-hmm. I see, I hear music. My brain is just all over the place. So. He's just cutting the straight lines, and I go, mm-hmm. What if we do that?
Which is why we work so well
yeah.
together.
Yes. Yeah, so it's really nice to work together.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, so you said, oh yeah, you guys get to perform each other's songs from your respective bands. Is it kind of like a difficult argument? It's like, oh, I want to sing this song, or like, who gets an in of like, who gets to jungle in most songs?
You might think so.
Yeah.
But it actually isn't. It's quite simple because we have sort of the same taste and the same vibe to it. Usually, to be honest, it's mm-hmm. like me pushing for more Alcazar songs and Tess pushing for more BWO songs
yeah.
because it's so fun for me to sing songs like Not a Sinner Nor a Saint or Stay the yeah. Night or Crying at the Discotheque, and for her to sing Lay Your Love on Me or Chariots mm-hmm. of Fire or Sunshine and Rain. So it's more like us, you know, battling over me wanting to pick her songs and she wanting to pick mm-hmm. my songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we started doing, and it was great fun. And then we came to the next phase of the collaboration, yeah. which is, let's start doing something new.
Yeah.
Which is where we are heading now, yeah, with the beginning of this song that we released just now, that mm-hmm. we love. But there is more to come, both looking forward towards new songs, but also mm-hmm. looking back and paying tribute to what we've been a part of, both in our own bands, mm-hmm. but also other bands within mm-hmm. our family, as we call it.
So just to confirm, you don't have to say this or not, but is it more of like, is this the way to go forward, or is it more like people say, ah, it's a one-off thing, but like, by the looks of the way you've both talked to me about Beatle or Zaxa or whatever you want to call it, is like, is it more of a long-term thing, or is it more seeing how it goes?
It is definitely a long-term thing.
And we are not going to stress about, oh, yeah, we have to do this, we have to be relevant. It has to come from the place in your heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, it's always magic. So in this world of just being relevant, it's impossible, yeah, if you don't do it with your full heart and full focus. And I love to stand on stage with Martin because we have one thing in common. We're competitive people. Like, we want to every single day want to be better, want to, yeah, develop ourselves, want to, you know, try to, not for anyone else's sake, just for us,
yeah,
to mm-hmm. to be on your toes, to, how do you do this? How can we develop that,
yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
How can you be better? And how can I be better? How can we lift each other? And we are not people that think that it's me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe in that. It's the togetherness that,
yeah,
is a power forward,
mm-hmm,
in this, especially in momentum, that people are so, it's me. It's,
yeah,
not me, it's us. And that's the full force house power of,
yeah,
this project.
I mean, looking at us, it might be very difficult to believe, but we are actually not in our 20s anymore. So we've come to the part of our careers where we are actually having much more fun than we
mm-hmm.
ever had before. I mean, Tess had a blast with Alcazar and I with BWO, but it's more about where we are in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that we can actually do things from a different place in our lives where
mm-hmm.
we really want to do this. We know why we're doing it. We know why
mm-hmm.
we're standing on stage. And when we're on stage, we're not just being there to sing our song, but we want to actually connect with the audience in a way I know you can't do when you're in your 20s, or at least I couldn't. So it's,
yeah,
that is a part of it. And the other part of it is also, you know, why are we writing the type of music that we're doing? Because we're in the studio all the time and we have more songs coming about. And it just feels like the world needs mommy and daddy pop.
Yeah.
Look back and create some unapologetical, wonderful,
yeah,
Scandi pop music
mm-hmm.
that just can't, that makes you want to dance,
yeah,
and it's all about the pure joy. And you know, one of the important groups we're trying to reach is the adorable and wonderful Eurovision family.
Mm-hmm. You know, Martin, that's going to be a quote now, isn't it?
Of course. Mommy and Daddy Pop are back. And we're teaching the kids how it's done.
Okay, on to my final couple of questions. You know how you said you're very competitive?
Yeah.
If given the opportunity, and I know, I mean, I might know the answer to this. If given the opportunity, would you do Mellow?
Absolutely.
Yes.
With the right song and the right tools,
mm-hmm,
yeah,
and if everything is aligned, it's absolute. Yes, and it would be an honor, but it has to be right.
Yeah.
We're not doing it because we need to do it. We,
yeah,
will do it because of the passion for that competition. And we will make sure that we will do the best we can. Because
mm-hmm.
that's why Mellow and Eurovision is, you never know.
Yeah.
It's just a flavor of the day. Some people like this, some,
yeah,
people like that. They might think, what are these two olds doing? Go home, grandpa and grandma. But some people might,
yeah,
like it. And as long as we love it.
I mean, collectively, I think we've taken part in the competition like 32 times. So from that perspective, we've really learned what is important if you want to take part in it, when it feels right and when it doesn't feel right. So,
yeah,
the song needs to be good. Not just the song, but the type of song and the whole number, the performance.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that all of these things need to match. But if they do,
mm-hmm,
I don't think there's anyone I'd rather stand on stage with,
yeah,
than Tess.
That'd be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course.
All right. And finally, obviously, I know that you've been doing this for some time. What is the long-term girl, long-term goal for you guys to, out of this thing
to
that
have,
you
do? To have fun.
Yeah, to have fun. Because yeah. when you're in that this phase in your life, and even though you're 19 or you're 85 or 36, you don't know what's going to happen in life. Yeah. You can be hit by a car tomorrow. Who the fuck cares? You need to live now. You need to live fully and have fun on the way. It's not this goal. It's the journey there. That is the thing that we focus on. And the journey right now is to do step by step. Like the compass, what we
And if I can continue on the little serious note here, because I think it's kind of important towards where the music industry is going.
Yeah.
So being where we are right now in the stages of our lives, we're not interested in participating in the merry-go-round, which is the music industry, where you have to, pardon my French, shit out a song every second hour and just think about where you are on the charts. We don't care about that. What we care about is creating songs that matter something to us, and we want to connect with our fans and with the audience that likes our music, and that they would like to see us on stage so we can perform for them. So the question, the answer is, we love to perform our new songs and our rejuvenated songs towards the people that love to hear them. That's the long-term goal.
All right, then. Well, that's a perfect wrap-up for me. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
So
really appreciate it. But before I go, is there anything you want to say to your fans? Because I know that, you know, combined, you do have a fair bit.
Yeah.
If you combine all the fandoms together.
We would like to thank you, because it's because of you we get the chance to do this. We're in Vienna, the epicenter of Eurovision, and to share this experience with you is an honor, and that's why we have this song. It's for you. Just have fun with it, and keep on being you. And thanks for being our Eurovision family.
And the love that you've given us has made me realize that this is what we want to do and what I want to do. So, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for all the support, and we are so much looking forward to providing you with new amazing pop music and hopefully standing on a stage somewhere near you very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.